Blog Talk Radio.
Never stop streaming. Only T-Mobile lets your family stream music and video on the most popular services like YouTube and Pandora without using any of your LTE data. And right now, get your family three lines, each with 6 gigs of LTE data for just $40 per line, and your fourth line is free. Hurry to T-Mobile or call 1-800-T-Mobile now.
Limited time offer subject to change. OSC plus taxes and fees. Detectable video typically streams at DVD quality. Third-party subscription charges may apply. Streaming on included services on qualifying plan on our network. See data management practices at T-Mobile.com.
Before me, there was no elder informed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and besides me, there is no Savior. Besides me, there is no JC. You notice that? Here the Creator lets us know that we should worship Him and Him alone.
Sit at the feet of kings in the morning, in the dawn of my rise. In comes with the blessed and most learned leaders, godly and wise. Just imagine sitting in the council of righteous kings. Thousands of years condemned in a written testimony. Yahweh, sing a song of a rejoicing man, yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land, hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man, yeah, hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man, hallelujah.
Now understanding that which was not known, thought it was me, but there were angels all around. The more I learn, I see how much I don't really know. Came into my life and shake the negative down, blessing me with strength when my weakness is above. These angels, the real people I man and know, the offerings of the righteous, the God's inspired word. So I give unto thee thanks and praise. Sing a song of a rejoicing man, yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land, hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man, yeah, hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man, hallelujah. And so we sing with joy, counting my blessings, yeah, yeah. One way is life, no blood. Full grace, full deliverance can be our destiny. For in this life we burn. Beginning of which is the Almighty, yeah, yeah. A blessing for all mankind. A proverbial stand, clear for all we do see. Sing a song of a rejoicing man, yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land, hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man, yeah, hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man, hallelujah. In the morning, while I'm waking, giving praises, silent talking, conversing in my mind, trying to be real and honest with me, giving time, getting set in my way. In my prayer, in this day, yeah. Now look back,
For he commit wisdom, extolling. A God bless deliverer. Pray. Sing that song of a rejoicing man. Yeah. Hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the lake. Hallelujah. Sing that song of a rejoicing man. Yeah. Hallelujah. Be that song. Be that song. That song, leave that song, see that song, sing that song, leave that song, be that song, see that song, sing that song, leave that song, leave that song, see that song.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein by saying hallelujah. My name is Moray Ishaya ben Yisrael, out of the house of Israel, of Raleigh, North Carolina, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And as I let all our listeners know, whether you're listening by phone, whether you're listening by internet, that all you're going to get is nothing but the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. But for some strange reason, if you are suspicious of anything that I'm teaching, anything that I'm telling you, give me a call and let's discuss it. Let me say shalom to our beautiful brothers and sisters that's listening in tonight. I know many of our people have not heard me live in a few weeks because of my travel, and I will update you on my travel. And of course, I miss all of our brothers and sisters as I travel around the country bringing the message of the Most High to our people. And what message have I been bringing to our people? The message has been, it's time to seek Yah. And truly, it's time to seek Yah, because as I travel around the country, I find that our people, Yah's people, are in a state of condition that the Creator prophesied we will be in. And he said that if we seek him, though, with all our heart and with all our soul, we will find him. And this is the message that I've been taking to our beautiful brothers and sisters. Again, as many of you all know, we are organizing, calling the various elders and the leaders and our people to join us. March the 27th, through the 29th, a three-day gathering where we will go before the Most High and seek Him, scriptures dictate to us. And we will read these scriptures so you can understand exactly what the Creator mandated. We will be in Suffolk, Virginia, at the Hilton Garden Inn in Suffolk. You can visit our website, worldgatheringyisrael.org, worldgatheringyisrael.org, where you can get the hotel number and begin to make reservations for this upcoming gathering, again, which is held in March, March the 27th through the 29th. And the rooms are selling out. Many people all over the country is making reservations. So get your reservation in. Again, visit our website, worldgatheringyisrael.org, or call me, 919-931-6216. 919-931-6216. If you need any assistance or further information. So what have I been doing the last few weeks? Well, the last few weeks I've been traveling to various cities to talk to our people face to face. And we're not done traveling to talk to our people face to face. We have many other cities to visit, to talk to the various leaders, the various elders, and our people. And what are we talking to them about? The Creator lets us know in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter, and let us read that. I know we read it, but do we understand it? For the Creator lets us know in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter, starting at the very first verse. And let me grab it. And this is what it says. Gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation not desired. Pour the decree, bring forth. Before the day pass as the chaff, pour the fierce anger of Yah come upon you. Before the day of Yah's anger come upon you. And of course, what is this decree? You notice it said, gather yourself together. Yea, gather together, O nation not desired. And one of the things that is often asked when we gather ourselves, or when we go out to visit our various brothers and sisters, some of the questions are, well, why should we to Virginia to seek the Most High? Well, as we read it here, you notice it says, gather yourselves together. Ever we do, and wherever we go, the Creator wants us to gather ourselves together. And that can be anywhere, as long as we gather ourselves together. Furthermore, the Creator lets us know, seek ye Yah, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. So the Almighty, the Creator, is letting us know, once we gather ourselves together, for the decree bring forth. And what do that mean? In other words, before the command out the command of destruction, the command to destroy the wicked. And then it said, before the day passed as the shadow. And what do that mean? That means before the day began to start turning in darkness. You know it is early. You know it's afternoon. But all of a sudden, this day is turning into blackness and darkness. And it's not because it's going to rain. It's not because it's you see a storm coming. And a storm was prophesied to happen. No, this day will turn dark without any warning, without any weather report, without any pending rain. The Creator saying, gather yourself before this day. And then the Creator says, for the day of Yah's anger come upon you. So a lot of things will happen on a certain day only the Creator himself know about. And so what are we doing? Heeding the command of Yah. So what did we propose? We're proposing to all the elders, all the leaders, all our people all over who can hear my voice to spread the word that we're coming together in Jamestown, Virginia. And why are we coming together? Why are we gathering ourselves together? To seek Yah, to seek righteousness, and to seek meekness. And what is righteousness and meekness in Yah that we must seek it? And what do the word seek mean? The word seek means to inquire, to ask, to seek out, to find out, to look for. And there's things we just don't know about the Most High. There's things we don't know about righteousness. There are things we don't know about meekness that we need to go to the Most High about. And why? Today, our people are divided more than they ever have been divided. And the only one that has the answer, and the only one that knows how to bring the crooked things or make the crooked things straight is the Most High. And the Almighty is letting us know we must do this, that we might be here in the day of Yah's anger. That's why this day would look terrible. You would think it is a day promote rain and thundering and lightning. But no, it's just the day of Yah. It's the day of Yah's anger. And this is what the Creator wants us to do. Now, what if we choose not to gather ourselves together? Does this mean we cannot seek Yah? No, that don't mean that at all. If we don't go to Jamestown, Virginia, can we still seek Yah? Yes, we can. If we don't put on sackcloth and ashes and fast before the Most High, can we still seek him? Yes, we can. You can seek Yah from wherever you are. You can seek Yah in any manner, as long as your heart is rent, as long as your heart is humble. Yah will hear your cries. But you must seek him. And the question is, the Most High. And what do Yah have to say about those who refuse to seek him. The Creator said in the book of Isaiah the 65th chapter, and when you read this, it sounds like an oxymoron. It's really confusing if you really don't understand what it's saying. Tell us here in Isaiah 65, the very first verse. And before I read this, I want to thank our beautiful brothers in Atlanta, Georgia, the last place that I went for a beautiful and awesome visit there, where they received me with open arms. And I thank you, and I praise Yah for you, and particularly Moray Uriah and the elders and leaders with him. Rabbi Shalem and the elder Zakei Yaakov, I thank you all, and I thank all the beautiful brothers and sisters and elders that traveled from afar. Many from Florida traveled up just to hear the message of the Most High. And I praise Yah for you all and all the people who came out in the Atlanta local area. And this is what it says in Isaiah 65. I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. Do that make sense to you all? All right, I'm going to read that again. I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. I spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, was walking in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. A people that provoked me to anger continually to my face, that sacrificing gardens and burning incense upon altars of brick, which remain among the graves, lodge in the monuments, which eat swine's flesh, and broth of abominable things is in their vessels, which say, stand by thyself, come not nigh unto me, for I am holier than thou. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day. Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silence, but will recompense, even recompense into their bosom. Your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, said Yah, which have burned incense upon the mountains and blasphemy upon the hills. Therefore will I measure their former work into their bosom. Thus said Yah, as the new wine is found, and one said, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. And I will bring forth the seed out of Yaakov, and out of Yehuda, an inheritor of my mountains, and my elect shall inherit it, and my servant shall dwell therein. And Sharon shall be a fold of flocks, and the valley of Achor a place for the herds to lie down in, for my people that have sought me. So the Creator has a special blessing for those. But again, the question again is, what if you decide not to seek the Most High? And why wouldn't you seek the Most High? Why wouldn't you inquire of the Most High? Even this gathering, why would you just totally dismiss this gathering that Zephaniah prophesied hundreds of years, thousands of years ago? Would you just dismiss it, or would you consider it? And if you consider it, would not you seek the Most High about it? Would you dismiss it, as many of our people do, as they dismiss the Creator's words? Look what the Creator said concerning this matter in the book of Ezekiel, the 22nd chapter. And I'm going to start reading at the 23rd verse. And this is what it says. And the word of Yah came unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto her, Thou art the land that is not cleansed, nor rained upon in a day of indignation. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion ravening the prey. They have devoured souls. They have taken the treasure and precious things. They have made her many widows in the midst thereof. Her priests have violated my law and have profaned my holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and profane. Neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbath. And I am profaned among them. Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves ravening the prey, to shed blood and to destroy souls, to get dishonest gain. And her prophets have daubed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies unto them, saying, Thus said Yah Elohim, when Yah have not spoken. The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. Therefore have I poured out my indignation upon them. I've consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own weight have I recompensed upon their head. Say, Yah Elohim. And what is this letting us know? It is clearly letting us know, even when our people was in the land and they began to be corrupt and they corrupted themselves, the Almighty looked for just one man, anybody, that would stand in the gap, that would make up the hedge, so that he would not destroy the land. Because if there was one righteous, if there was one man that stood up, then Yah spared that place. But Yah found, therefore, he destroyed the land. And Yah is still looking for someone to make up the hedge, to stand in the gap. No one will seek him. If none, the true and living Elohim, the expectations of this and destruction. Look what the Creator let us know in the book of Ezekiel, the 34th chapter. And what are we discussing? We are discussing, we know we must seek Yah. Yah mandated that we seek him. But what if we don't seek him? Then what is our expectation? in the book of Ezekiel, the 34th chapter, and I will start at the very first verse. And this is what it said. And the word of Yah came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus says Yah Elohim unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. To not the shepherd feed the flocks? Ye eat the flax, and ye clothe you with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The disease ye have not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost. But with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them. And they were scattered, because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of Yah. As I live, said Yah Elohim, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock. But the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of Yah. Thus says Yah Elohim, I will require my flock at their hand and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves anymore. For I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. The Creator is against his flock, his shepherds, because they're not feeding the flock. But watch what it further says. For thus said Yah Elohim, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all the places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And what are we talking about? What day is this cloudy in dark day? This day is not a day of rain. It's not a day of thunder and lightning. This day is the day of Yah's anger. And what did Yah say in the day of his anger? Gather yourselves together. Yea, gather yourselves together, O nation not desired. And what do he want us to do? He wants us to seek Yah. You see, this is what he wants us to do. Are we prepared to do what Yah mandated us to do? Patience of one that refused to seek the Most High. And I must repeat, do you have to go to Virginia? No. Do you have to put on sackcloth and ashes? No. Do you have to fast? No. But do you have to seek the Most High? And the answer is absolutely yes, you do. And why? Look what the Creator let us know in the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter. We see the Almighty is against these shepherds his shepherds that's supposed to feed his flock. And what are they supposed to feed the flock? Is not they supposed to feed the flock the truth? Don't they supposed to feed the flock the word of Yah? And did not the word of Yah let our people know that they must seek him? And if they seek him, they will find him. And this is what it says. In the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter, and I'll start reading at the 8th verse. Yah sent a word unto Yaakov, and it has lighted upon Israel. And all the people shall know, even Ephraim and inhabitants of Samaria, that say in the pride and stoutness of heart, the bricks are falling down, but we will build with you stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will change them into cedars. Therefore, Yah shall set up the adversaries a reason against him, and join his enemies together. The Syrians before, the Philistines behind, and they shall devour Israel with open mouth. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. For the people turn not unto him that smited them, neither do they seek Yah of hosts. And this is what we tell you. This is nothing new. This is no new revelation. This is no new thing that we're talking about. The Almighty always was looking for someone to stand in a gap. He has always looked for someone to make up the hedge. He has always been listening and looking and waiting for one to seek him. But it says, for the people turning not unto him that smited them, neither do they seek Yahweh. Therefore, Yah will cut off from Israel head and tail, branch and rush in one day, the ancient and honorable. He is the head, and the prophet that teaches lies, he is the tail. For the leaders of his people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. And I'm trying to save your life, but our people are destroyed because we have not come together to seek Yah. This is our salvation. And once we seek Yah, if we seek him with our whole heart and with our whole mind, in spite of what the shepherds are saying, in spite of what the leaders are doing, in spite of the message of doom, if we seek Yah, Yah said himself, we shall find him. And as I traveled all over the country to let our people know this truth, this is a decision that you yourself have to make, because every soul belongs unto Yah. Your soul does not belong unto man. It belongs unto Yah. And will you make up the hedge? Will you stand in the gap? Because the Almighty is and has always looked for a man to do such a thing. Look what the Creator let us know in the book of 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter, 13th and the 14th verse. And watch what Samuel said to Saul. It says in the 13th verse, and Samuel said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of Yah thy Elohim, which he commanded thee. For now would Yah have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. He had an opportunity to be established forever. But what happened? Look what it says. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. Yah have sought him a man after his own heart. And Yah have commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which Yah commanded thee. And as I stated before, Yah has always sought a man after his own heart. Yah has always been looking for someone to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge. And what is the expectation of not standing in the gap, not making up the hedge, not seeking Yah? And destruction. Look what the Creator say in the book of Isaiah, the 31st chapter. Just continually letting you know the same person, we must seek the Most High. But if you choose not to seek the Most High, I want you to know the flip side of not seeking the Most High. And this is what it says in the very first verse. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, as many of our people do. Egypt just means bondage. And oftentimes our people, when they want help, they go right to their captors. They go right to their oppressors. They go right to the hands of the enemies, the one that has been mistreating them, the one that has been misteaching them, the one that they has showed them the most hatred. And it says, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in the horsemen, because they are very strong, not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek Yah. These people, for some strange reason, they refuse to seek Yah. They refuse to look unto the Holy One of Israel for their help. And brothers and sisters, we in dire need of divine intervention. And when will we ask Yah to intervene? When will we call upon Yah to make the crooked things straight? When will we gather ourselves together as Yah mandated? Or will we continue to allow these shepherds, these leaders, fool us, trick us into believing that all we have to do is sit and wait? Watch what the Creator says in the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. And I'm going to read the seventh, start at the 17th verse. Gather up thy wares out of the land, O inhabitant of the fortress. For thus says Yah, behold, I will sling out the inhabitants of the land at this once, and will distress them that they may find it so. Woe is me for my hurt. My wound is grievous. But I said, truly this is a grief, and I must bear it. Tabernacle is full, and all my cords are broken. My children are gone forth of me, and they are not. There is none to stretch forth my tent anymore and to set up my curtains. And this is why. For the pastors are become brutish and have not sought Yah. Therefore they shall not prosper in all their flocks. Over and over again, we see the expectations of one that seek not the Most High. Expectations of those that sought Him not. The reality of what happens when you forget about Yah. When you forget about His flock, who He said is His joy and His love, His everlasting gates, His witnesses, call His everlasting gates, His world without end. How could you forget them, whom Yah loves so much? How could you go without seeking the Most High? Creator said in the book of Zephaniah, the first chapter, all over the scriptures, the Creator prophesied that He will return. The scriptures prophesied that He will return with His anger, with His fierce anger. And let me show you, when He returned with His anger, who He's returning for. It says in the book of Zephaniah, the first chapter, the very first verse, the word of Yah which came unto Zephaniah, the son of Cushi, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Yehuda, I will utterly consume all things from off the land, said Yah. I will consume man and beast. I will consume the fowls of the heaven and the fishes of the sea and the stumbling blocks with the wicked. And I will cut off man from off the land, said Yah. Also stretch out my hand upon Yehuda and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I will cut off the remnant of the deity from this place, and the name of the deities with the priests, and them that worship the host of heaven upon the housetop, and them that worship and swear by Yah and swear by the deity, and them that are turned back from Yah, and those that have not sought Yah nor inquired for Him. This, who He said, His hand will be stretched out upon. These are the people who Yah said He's coming for. Not with His mercy, not with His love, not for His wonders, anger, His fierce anger. Those who have not inquired of Him, and those that have not sought him. And those who are turned back from Yah. Because, brothers and sisters, Yah mandated, Yah prophesied that we must seek him. And let me tell you, there's going to come a time where seeking the Most High, and let me show you this, that there is a clock attacking the Most High. And watch this in the book of Amos, the 8th chapter. That's why we must seek him early. And you seek him when? When it comes to your heart and mind, we got to seek the Most High. And you might say, well, I'm going to seek him individually. Well, that's good, because you should seek him for everything. But the Creator, for some strange reason, wanted our people to gather themselves together to seek him. And the Creator let us know in the book of Amos, the 8th chapter, and watch what this says. In the 11th verse, behold, the days come, says Yah Elohim, that I will send a famine in the land, famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of Yah. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of Yah, and shall not find it. And why? Because there's a clock. There's a clock attached to this gathering. There's a clock attached to this mandate. There's a clock attached to seeking righteousness and meekness. And when you go to seek these things, let me tell you, my beloved and brothers, before I go to you, before I call upon you, and if you have any comments, any questions at all, give us a call. And press the number 1 on your phones, and I'm going to come right to you. And just to show you, there's a clock to these things. And know what time that you're in. Sometimes our people get the times confused. And this is what it says in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter. And watch what this says in the very first verse. It says, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So there's a time to everything. And we have to know the time. And this is one of our dilemmas. We don't know the time. And watch what it says. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up which that is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. To mourn, to dance. And I want our brothers and sisters to know that when we go to Virginia, when we go to Suffolk, Virginia, when we go and gather ourselves at the James River, I want them to know what time it is. It's not a time to rejoice. It's not a time of joy. It's not a time of gladness. This is a time of weeping, a time of mourning, to rend our hearts, time to humble ourselves, and it's not a time of celebration. We must know the time. Because if we get the time confused, surely we will be rejoicing instead of weeping. And this we don't want to do. Again, give us a call, 347-838-8963. And we're going to go right to some of our beautiful brothers and sisters that have been listening in patiently on our call. I'm looking forward to this because I've been traveling and I hadn't had an opportunity to talk to our beautiful brothers and sisters. And if you listening by the way of internet, text me, 919-931-6216. I'm going to go right to our first caller, 50 area code.
Hello.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Hey, how are you, my brother? Yes, can you hear me?
Shalom, Sister Shalom. I can hear you excellent. How you doing, my beloved sister?
Wonderful. Praise the mighty Yah. All praise, all honor, all glory to the Most High. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, good to have you back. You know, I know you've been out on your travels. I listened to the function in Atlanta. It sounded beautiful. You know, it was wonderful. You know, the people were so receptive and so positive, and it was wonderful.
Well, praise the mighty Yah, and you and what you heard was couldn't compare to what I witnessed in person. I think we might have had one young person there. The rest was elders, and it was beautiful. And these elders were very wise. They were very wise. And it was just surreal to stand there before all these elders, and they got it, and they understood it, and they were joining in with me. And you know, I went to inspire them, but they inspired me. And it was just a glorious meeting. It was beautiful, and I was excited. And we embraced, and we talked afterwards, and many of the elders, they going to be there. They want to be there, and they just want to know their role, their part, because nothing can happen without the leaders, and the elders in particular. The Almighty always called the elders first, and so the elders understood this message, and they understood their role, and they're ready to march. They're ready.
Well, praise Yah. You know, the thing about it is, it's good for me is when you know, Yah had it. So when I heard about this event, I didn't even know who was heading it up. I didn't even know, you know, who was putting it on. And I made my arrangements right away. So, you know, it's wonderful to me, you know, when someone says, well, oh, it's because you like so and so. I didn't even know who was doing this thing, you know. So I just love the way it sounded, you know. If somebody's going to get mad at me for going to the rivers of Babylon and humbling myself and fasting and praying to the Most High and crying out for Yah, you know, to hear us, that and to redeem us. If somebody want to get mad at me about that, then, you know, that's not my problem. Because I, you know,
that's
I just,
right.
I feel like this is a natural progression, you know, because I even heard some people say something about waiting to do it in 2019.
Yes.
In 2019, we might be in concentration camp. You know, we don't know what's coming, you know, with Jacob's trouble. We have the worst part of Jacob's trouble to go through. And we, in 2019, I hope we'll be on our way up out of here, not, you know, going to Virginia. I don't want to go to Virginia unless I'm going to get on a ship, you know, in 2019. So, you know, it's time. You know, if not now, when? You know, it's time to seek Yah. Now and until he redeems us.
And you're absolutely right, sis, and I appreciate your words. And, of course, I heard about the gathering 2019, and I don't begrudge anyone that's telling our people to seek the Most High. And whenever you can, you seek the Most High. And I just want our people to know there's a clock attached to seeking the Most High. There's a clock attached to it. Now, why are we seeking the Most High now? Well, the reason why we're seeking the Most High now, and we believe it's time to seek him now, is because the Creator put it in our mind, in our hearts, in our spirits. It's just like if the Almighty put it in my mind and heart and spirit that I don't supposed to eat pork. I'm not going to wait to do that. I'm going to do that now. If he put it in my heart and mind, not to wear nothing mingled, not to sleep with women without being married, not to eat unclean things. I'm not going to wait to do these things. I'm going to do these things as soon as he put it in my heart and mind. And as soon as the Most High put this in my heart and mind, I said, man, I got to call the leaders. I got to call the elders. I got to gather the people together. And this is what we begin to do. And this is what we're going to do. So if they mad at you, if they mad at me, so be it. But we're going to seek the Most High, and we're going to humble ourselves, and we're going to stand in the gap, and we're going to make up the hedge, and we're going to pray for our people that might not understand what this is all about. And we're going to pray for our people that might not know it's time to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to pray. And we pray that y'all hear it.
Praise y'all. You know, I don't see how, you know, somebody can get mad, you know, at people saying, well, you're just arrogant, you know, you're just arrogant and that's your problem, but they get mad because you want to humble yourself and put sackcloth and ashes. And, you know, how can you get mad at a person you call arrogant for wanting to humble themselves? That doesn't make sense. But,
you're right.
You know, I just,
you're right.
I just prayed, yeah, you know, for it because, you know, this is not a time for us to, you know, to divide. This is a time for us to unify ourselves and to be positive and to love each other, you know, because to me, you know, if we don't, it's just a continuation of that Willie Lynch syndrome. You know, it's divide and conquer. You know, it's you know, like a Willie Lynch mob, you know, trying to go against, you know, just like the reason why black folks don't patronize each other's businesses, you know, because we just that self-hatred, you know, don't support each other, you know. That's why Willie Lynch didn't need the slave master to do anything to us anymore. We whip our own selves, you know, and you know, we find fault in each other, you know, when we should be looking at ourselves, you know, looking in the mirror and saying, yeah, you know, I want to be humble, I want to be righteous, you know, I want to be beautiful in your sight, you know. That's what we got to work towards is, you know, being positive and about loving each other and, you know, that's what I'm about. I can't take this negativity anymore. You know, it's time to love our brothers and our sisters, you know, as we love ourselves. That's what time it is because, you know, I don't know of anybody that's sinless, but, you know, somebody as righteous as David, you know, he humbled himself and, you know, said, you know, if thou, O Yah, shouldest mark iniquity, you know, who shall stand? You know, so if David, you know, the apple of Yah's eye, you know, said, who shall stand? You know, we need to know that we're, you know, we need to be questioning ourselves and looking at ourselves and fixing ourselves, you know, and getting, you know, ready to present ourselves before the Most High. And, you know, we're going to open up our mouths to talk, you know, we should talk about how good Yah is, you know, not how bad, you know, somebody is, you know. Let's talk about y'all. Let's talk about love. You know, that's what time it is, and that's what I'm about. And all the negative stuff, you know, I feel sorry. I used to think it was funny, you know, but it's not funny anymore. It's sad, you know.
Just
praise my y'all. I love all my brothers. I love all my sisters. You know, I'm looking so forward to this event. And praise the mighty Yah. Any time to praise the mighty Yah is a wonderful time. And I just love
Hallelujah.
It. And I love my brothers. Praise the mighty Yah, brother.
Praise the mighty Yah for you, sis. And I appreciate you. And I'm looking forward to locking arm in arm where we can pray and seek and humble ourselves before Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah.
It is mighty Yah. Shalom, shalom. We're going to go right to our next caller, and that was beautiful comment from our beautiful sister. Do we have our next caller on? Our next caller is 248. Erico, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Murray. Welcome
shalom,
back.
Shalom, my beautiful elder. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you, and it's good to hear your voice again and to hear the words of the Most High come out of your mouth.
Well, praise the mighty Yah. It is great to be back and rested. Not totally rested, but I'm getting some rest. And to be back with our beautiful brothers and sisters, talking to them live. Hallelujah.
Praise Yah. I just wanted to say that when we go to Jamestown, just like when the Most High told Moses, that the voices of the people have come up from the captivity. And that's why he's sending him to deliver them. Now, if we go there in humility and humbleness, and our voices go up in unison to the Most High, you know, that's a good chance he'll deliver us right there. You know, it's awesome. I'm getting chill bumps talking about this because this is something that I've been wanting to happen for all my life, and I see now it's coming to an end. The Most High is bringing us together, and those of us who are going to make it there are the ones who are seeking him. Those who don't make it there are the ones who are not seeking him. And unfortunately, you know, may the Most High bless them, but if you seek him, you'll find him. And that's what we need to do, and that's what we will do come March 26th through the 30th. I'm coming on the 26th.
Well, praise the mighty Yah. I'm looking forward to seeing you, Elder. And I will say this, though. Everybody can't make it to Jamestown. We understand that. There's some people are too sick to make it to Jamestown. Some people too old. Some people too lame. Some people just don't have the resources to make it there. Some people just don't have the community and the resources, and we understand that. And some people are just unsure, but they still can seek the Most High no matter where they at. They still can be saved. They still can be saved. But it is also true, Elder, that there are certain people that refuse to seek the Most High. And the expectations of those who refuse to seek the Most High is death and destruction. That's why we're warning the people today. We're warning the people that you must seek the Most High. And the Creator let us know how we should seek him. And we seek him by rending our heart. You might not have sackcloth. You might can't fast because you're sick. You might not be near a river or in Virginia. None of that matters. What matters is that you seek the Most High. But if you can, gather yourselves together because that is the mandate. The Almighty mandated that his people gather themselves together, and everybody can. But if you can, please gather yourselves together and let us call upon Yah and rend our hearts. before Yah,
yes,
so that we can be hid in a day of Yah's anger. So I'm looking forward, my beloved elder, to lock arm in arm. And what we're reading and what we're talking about won't compare to what will happen on March the 29th. It's going
right.
to be something that you ain't never seen before.
Right. We're going to be have to be like when Joshua in the Battle of Jericho and all the voices went up together and they sounded all the trumpets. That's what we got to shout out to the Most High and let him know that we're there and that we're following him in unison, and our voices will be heard.
You're right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, and I appreciate that, Elder. I'm looking forward to seeing you, and I praise the mighty Yah for you. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
And we're going to go right to our next caller, which is in the 404 area code.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Shalom, Moray Jehoshua.
Shalom, my brother. How you doing?
Doing excellent, excellent. Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah. The message today was powerful. It's two things that you pointed out that it just it inspires me and lets me know how important this mission is. And because you let the people know that why are we going to Jamestown? Why is it important that we go to Jamestown and that this is not a celebration? This is a time for humility. This is a time not for us to rejoice. This is a time for us to get low and recognize and realize and call on this great power of ours to intervene on our behalf. And it is mandated, as you stated multiple times, that our people do the commandments of Yah. He wants us to gather ourselves together, O nation, not desire. Then you also pointed out the fact that there is a time limit. There is a clock. And the clock is ticking. And the clock is winding down. You showed how the Almighty wants us to realize and recognize as leaders to blow the horn, sound the warning, warn our people what's coming. Yah's anger. Yah's indignation, Yah's judgment. And I want the audience to know and realize and understand that's what this is all about. This is for us, our people, Israel, the house of Israel, to be protected because Yah is coming because he is mad with us. He is mad with the world. We have sinned grievously. We continue to sin. We slander, we backbiting. We have motives that makes no sense. We pull each other down. We don't lift each other up. And it's time for us to get low. It's time to seek righteousness. Because if you think you're righteous, I can tell you for sure that you're not. None of us are. And this event is so great in this time, in this generation, right, to prepare ourselves for the deliverance of Yah and his people. And I want to say Toda Yah for you and the Almighty giving you the vision to share with the people so they can know it's time. And I just want to say hallelujah because I'm thankful to know the fact that there are servants in this day and time that is warning the people of Yah's word, his commandments, and his decree. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, and I appreciate those words, Moray, and I praise the mighty Yah for you, and what you're saying is absolutely the truth. We must not get the times mixed up. This is a time of mourning. It is a time to rend a heart, time of weeping. It's a time to get low. It's not a time to dance. It's not a time to laugh. It's not a time to rejoice. It's not a time to celebrate. It is a time to get the lowest that we can get, even down to the dirt. That's why we will put dirt on our heads to signify how low we are. So I praise the Mighty Yah. May Yah continue to bless you. And shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
And again, I praise the Mighty Yah before I go to our next caller, which is in a 513 area code. But I just want to read this verse real quick, and I'll go right to our caller. And let me read this. This says in the book of Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, the second verse. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus says Yah, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. So don't let nobody tell you you need money to be saved. For thus says Yah Elohim, my people went down formerly into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without a cause. Now, therefore, what have I here, said Yah, that my people is taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, said Yah, and my name continually every day is blasphemed. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am him. I am he that do speak. Behold, it is I. And watch this, because this was the sister was talking about, Sister Sharon. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy Elohim reigneth. How can somebody call the people who calling our people together to humble themselves and to seek Yah arrogant? And when they calling the people to humble themselves, to seek meekness, to seek righteousness, how can you call one that's trying to inquire of Yah prideful? Trying to inquire of Yah. How can you call one evil and wicked, and they trying to seek the Most High and gather Yah's people? This is an oxymoron. This is what we're supposed to be doing. Calling our people together to humble ourselves to seek the Most High. If not that, what should we be doing? So I agree with my beloved sister that somehow, some way, we got it confused. But we're going to go right to the 513 area code. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom, 513-570. All right. They can't hear me, so. And again, we got another caller just popped up in the 404 area code. And we're going to go right to them. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Marishaya. How you doing?
Shalom, shalom, my beloved sister. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'll praise to the Most High. I was just listening to the beautiful words. Kane, just listening to the beautiful words that you taught tonight and all the wonderful comments that the brothers and sisters have made on the phone tonight. And I was just sitting and wanted to be quiet, but I just wanted to. My spirit wouldn't let me, so I just wanted to say I'm glad that you brought out those points that Maury Yehoshua just reiterated on again about the time that it is now regarding us in seeking Yah, and that it's the time for us to be in a mournful state of mind And I know that some of our brothers and sisters, like, we get so excited. We've been in this captivity for so long, some of us longer than others because of our age. But we get excited about the thought of going home and being with Yah. And that's a good thing. And I know that it's a good thing. But we have to be mindful of what Yah tells us all through the Word. And you read one of the scriptures earlier about the day of Yah is not a day of gladness. It's not a day for us to be rejoicing because it's going to be a terrible day. And so in doing that, I am ever mindful that we have to humble ourselves, have to humble ourselves, because he tells us all through his Word that this is the way to seek him, is to become him, humble yourself. So what I'm doing and what I'm encouraging my other brothers and sisters to do as we're learning the ways of the Most High is to humble ourselves, remove ourselves, our ego from ourselves, because that's what's keeping us from the Almighty. He said our sins are keeping us far from him. And a lot of us don't think that we are haughty, but we are haughty, because I was just thinking about the comment Sister Sharon made about people criticizing what the Most High, the vision that the Most High gave you. And to me, that's ego. And I'm not pointing a finger, but Yah has taught me that ego keeps us from him. So that's why he tells us all through his Word so many times to seek humility. And he said that our righteousness is a filthy rag. And as Mori Yehoshua said, none of us are righteous. Yah is looking down on us. He sees the heart of all of us. And he said our heart is deceitful and above all desperately wicked. Who can know it? Only Yah can know that. So we have to constantly seek humility seek Yah, for Yah to put humility in us so that we can remove our ego from ourselves and we can truly turn back to Yah. That's the only way we're going to get back home. And I'm so glad that the Most High put it in your spirit to gather the people together so that we can go to the Jamestown River, because as you said before, we've never done this before. We've had many gatherings, many things that we've come together for, and Yah, I believe, moved the spirit of those things because it was the proper time then. But now he's got us on this mission to come before him, before this day of Yah, and that's prophecy. So now at this appointed time, this is what I'll be on, and that's speaking to Yah, asking Yah for forgiveness, and humbling ourselves, which means getting ourselves out of the way, acknowledging that we don't know nothing. Only Yah knows everything, and only Yah knows how to set the crooked path straight. So I give all praises to the Holy One of Israel for loving us enough not to leave us, and for you being the servant of the Most High and loving Yah and loving your people enough that you have taken up this great work on yourself, my brother. So all praises, all the brothers and sisters on the phone, I love you all, and may the Most High continue to guide us toward him and his ways. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, and I appreciate those words, Sister Kaya. I appreciate them immensely, and I want to let our people know by no stretch of the imagination what Yehoshua said was the truth. The Almighty did not give me this vision because I was more righteous than anyone. He didn't give me this vision because I had some over anyone else. No. He wanted to save his people. And I'm just the messenger that he is sending to let them know. I just want to read the book of Yoel, the second chapter, starting at the 12th verse, and this is what it says. Therefore, also now, said Yah, turn ye even to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, with mourning, and rend your heart and not your garment, and turn unto Yah your Elohim, for he is a gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who know if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meal offering and a drink offering unto Yah your Elohim. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, and those that suck the breast, Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her clothing. Let the priest, the minister of Yah, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, Yah, and give not thy heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their Elohim? And this is what we're going to do. This is what we are called to do. This is the type of fast, the type of assembly, the type of people that we are gathering together so that we might sanctify ourselves before Yah and weep and cry so that we might be spared in the day of Yah's anger. And I appreciate that, my beloved sister. I appreciate all my beloved brothers and sisters that of the same heart, of the same mind, of the same spirit. Keep spreading the message. Keep spreading the truth. And what is the truth? That we must seek Yah. Until next week, Yah loves you, and so do I. Shalom, shalom.
Never stop streaming. Only T-Mobile lets your family stream music and video on the most popular services like YouTube and Pandora without using any of your LTE data. And right now, get your family three lines, each with 6 gigs of LTE data for just $40 per line, and your fourth line is free. Hurry to T-Mobile or call 1-800-T-MOBILE now.
Limited time offer subject to change. OSC plus taxes and fees. Detectable video typically shows DVD quality. Third-party subscription charges may apply. Streaming on included services on qualified.